This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. How you doing? This part of the show is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, your home. ATCO Pest Control. There's quite a bit missing from this. Termites, they can be a real problem. ATCO Pest Control stops them with expert treatment. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today. Mention Sarah and Vinny, and you'll get 10% off, which is so cool. ATCO, thank you for being a sponsor.
Thanks, ATCO.
People, that's a huge investment. Your house.
Yep.
You want to protect that, and ATCO can help you. Mention us, Sarah and Vinny, and 10% off any termite treatment. Protect your biggest investment, ATCO Pest Control, stopping termites before they start.
Quick text 510 says, Vin, wish my boss Tracy W. a happy retirement.
Oh.
After 40 years of service with the courts.
Wow.
Tracy, you're there. You did it all those days, day after day after day, and now you're clocking out for the final time.
Oh, what a big change. What a huge new chapter.
I hope that it's everything you dreamed it would be. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And people have different ideas. Maybe you just want to sit there. Maybe this is when you start traveling. Maybe you're going to take up a hobby and pour all your energy into it, whatever
that
is.
Maybe you're just going to sit there for a couple of days and decide what you want to do. Like, what a freeing thing to just be able to say, maybe she's already got like everything planned out. But I feel like the day you retire, you got to go. First of all, you sleep as late as you can, you know?
Well, that's us. We've got that problem.
That is going to happen.
First thing, yeah, for us, it'll be like, no more 3 a.m.
No more alarms. Zero more alarms. Never again, no more alarms.
I'll probably still do 6 or even 5, but 3? Never again.
And then just to have the luxury to sort of think it out and go, you know what, today, nothing. Or you know what, today, everything. All the stuff. Only stuff I want to do.
What I can see being in retirement and just thinking to myself, I want to say hi to everybody today. You know why? Because I don't have anywhere I got to go. Someone wants to say hi back and chat a little, I'm in.
Yes.
Let's do this.
If they don't, fine. I'll go to the next person and say hi to them.
Just going to be the mayor of the world, my world today.
Enjoy yourself. That's very you. That's a very you thing to do. I'm going to be like, I'm going to hide from everyone. I want to sit out back and plant things. You ever notice that when you take a swig of coffee, I'm always like, oh, coffee. I better take a swig.
Take a swig of
that.
Catching?
It's catchy. It's like a yawn. I'm like, oh, let's get that together.
I haven't noticed, no.
Oh, well, maybe you'll notice now.
Okay.
Now that I've pointed it out. Today is Friday, so that means the weekend is spread before us like a smorgasbord. In theaters this weekend, if you're thinking to yourself, hey, I got to get these kids out of here. Well, consider Snow White. It's PG, not even PG-13. Trailers up. All these things I'm going to tell you, I put all the trailers up for you. It's very, very exciting. It's on the Facebook page. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Snow White. This is the live action. It's an adaptation, and it feels like it's part of the Me Too movement. There's no prince apparently in this. There is something of a love interest, but he's not the prince. Rachel Zegler is playing Snow White. It's a live-action adaptation. Gal Gadot is the Evil Queen. It includes two new original songs, and then I guess, you know, The Whistle While You Work, and I've Been Wishing for the One I Love to Find Me Today. Remember all the songs? Probably don't remember them.
Yeah. Not at all.
I know all the songs.
I'm not offended by this new version like some people are, but you do hear people saying, oh, a woke version of Snow White, just what we needed. Okay.
Is it mostly guys saying that?
I don't know.
Apparently it's a war on men, and the fact that there's no prince is a little hurtful to some of the boys.
I don't know. I've not put any. And by the way, I did see a sign as in Santa Cruz where I live, there's a Starbucks where they pick it a lot.
Oh.
Like it's a big corner.
What kind of things did they pick it?
And one of them was they were picketing something Trump did, and the sign this person was holding that said, Jesus was woke. And I went, he probably was.
Yeah, he was a pretty loving dude.
Yeah, I mean,
from all reports, I mean, he was very much like, judge not, lest ye be judged. And
good point, sign holder.
He was all about loving other people and respect. And I mean, you know, it was
all the stuff.
All the stuff. I mean, I've read those commandments. I get those. I think those predate Jesus.
I don't know, but I don't want to get too
Moses,
far into it. But
Jesus, I don't really know who got those.
Just so you know, Jesus might have been.
Well, us. It's right there.
Right.
Hello.
Good luck with that, though. I hope it. I hear it's good.
Yeah. No, it's like you said. It's got pretty good reviews. You can check it out for yourself. Put the trailer up. Maybe it's something your kids want to see. I don't know. It's a lot of infighting apparently. Which is why they didn't do as much promotion as they had hoped to do, because the two main stars are kind of going at it.
Because I haven't read enough about what people are mad at, I thought it was, the other day you said it, it's Gal Gadot is Jewish and the other lady
that's pro-Palestine.
Pro-Palestine, mm-hmm. And I thought that was the grind, but it's partly because there's no man in it now?
No, people are saying you're screwing with a classic tale. That's I'm just mentioning that as an aside. Maybe people are mad about it. I don't know. I'm not mad about it. I actually have thought, you know, when I was a kid, I just accepted it. The prince would ride in on the white horse and save the day, and every woman needed a man to turn to when she had some trouble. That, you know, was the way it was sort of spelled out. I'm actually super glad that that's not the automatic way things are spelled out to women, these girls who will later be women.
I agree with that statement for sure.
You know, why not be like, oh, that girl was very self-reliant and she figured it out without having to turn to, you know, some boy who made her heart flutter and then she couldn't think anymore.
The one that comes to mind, I was watching the movie Brave with Isla. And of course, the bears scared the living hell out of her. So, you know, there's no good thing that came out of this. But watching Merida. Not want to do what dad's telling her she has to do because she doesn't want a man. She just wants to ride her horse and shoot her arrows.
Exactly.
And I was like, that's the message I want my kid to hear.
Yep.
You don't need anybody.
And that there isn't a prescribed trip that you must make through this life that includes the courting, the marriage, the children, the career, whatever it might be.
I talk to a lot of people and I've definitely heard women say things like, and I mean this, like to my face saying it about their own marriage. Yeah, I didn't have anything else going on and I kind of thought that's what I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So I said yes. And I'm thinking, if you've ever wondered how I've gotten a bad attitude about certain things, that's one of the things. Like, I would never want some lady to say yes to her life with me because she had nothing better to do and thought that's what
this
she was
supposed
like to
do. This seemed like the next step I was supposed to take. But it gets, you know, it gets sold to you. It is sort of one of those things that's what people do.
Ow.
I guess I'll do that too. I'm actually really glad that there have been a lot of changes.
Yeah.
I think people should figure out who they are. It's not all about just having kids and continuing to overpopulate the world.
Do your own thing.
Right. You do you, to use a completely overused phrase. Anyway, no Prince. There is a character who is some kind of love interest. I don't really know how they're working that guy in, but you know, the Prince who comes in and kisses the corpse so that she chokes up the piece of poison apple apparently is not a part of this. The end. There's another movie out this weekend called The Alto Knights, and this is the Robert De Niro movie where he plays two roles. He plays real-life mob boss Vito Genovese and real-life mob boss Frank Costello. It's a biographical crime drama set in 1950s New York when Vito orders a hit on Frank. Again, De Niro is playing both of those roles. It also stars Deborah Messing, out of the blue, Catherine Narducci, and Michael Rispoli from The Sopranos. I'm not sure which guy he was, but okay. Sounds like it's got some cred there. That trailer is also up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's something called Locked. This is Bill Skarsgård, who's the creepy youngest Skarsgård, I believe. He's the one who played It, the clown.
Then he's also the guy playing Nosferatu right now?
Yes, Vinny. Okay. Yes. So it's called Locked. It's rated R. Bill Skarsgård is a carjacking thief who breaks into a luxury SUV, but he gets trapped inside and soon realizes a mysterious Anthony Hopkins has a lesson to teach him.
About, what is it?
I mean, don't break into other people's cars, I guess. You know,
okay.
Don't be a carjacker. That could be. Maybe that's just the tip of the lesson iceberg. I mean, it is a 2-hour movie. I think that'd be a quick one, you know. Anyway, Bill Skarsgård and Anthony Hopkins in something called Locked. There's another one. This one's like a limited release, so this is, you may have to go looking for this one. Maybe it's streaming. I don't know. I rent it somewhere. It's called Ash, and it's Aiza Gonzalez, who is in Baby Driver, wakes up on a mysterious planet to find her space crew was brutally murdered. And Aaron Paul, a kid from Breaking Bad, arrives to save her, and the terror continues. So it's, you know, some kind of sci-fi.
He's the hero?
Apparently. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's the bad guy.
Huh.
Maybe he was behind the whole thing. Why are all these people dead? Why is she the only one alive? I have so many questions already. Anyway, the trailer's up. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's called Ash. On your TV, the second season finale of Severance is now available. That's what we're doing this weekend. We are watching the last 3 episodes of Severance. And so on Monday, I'm hoping that we'll all have watched that.
I'm definitely watching it.
Okay.
This
absolutely.
We got to make sure so that we can talk in code and tell people there may be spoilers. Today on Peacock, you can stream Wicked. Huh. So if you've been waiting and you didn't want to pay to rent it, because for some reason you're willing to pay for a monthly subscription and you won't pay any more than that, John, Wicked is streaming, including bonus content and a sing-along version. Fun.
I absolutely expected to dislike it and ended up loving it.
Well,
just in case you haven't seen it yet and you're saying, I don't know, give it a chance. It will surprise you.
Well,
the performances are incredible.
They are, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a pretty quick 3-hour movie, or 2.5 hours, whatever.
I even liked a dance scene, for crying out loud. And
what?
I'm
it the one where they're all in the library?
Yeah.
I love that scene. It's so good. The way they did the whole wheel thing.
Of it,
oh my God,
yes.
It was amazing. I thought to myself, this is really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that nice? You got to have Peacock to stream this on there. It's Wicked. It's with bonus versions and sing-alongs, et cetera, which I guess means they put the words down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. That's lovely. SNL is a repeat this weekend. It's Martin Short with Hozier.
And okay.
The Hozier. But I do have a standby for more news on Saturday Night Live. There's a couple interesting things. And The White Lotus, there's a new episode this weekend. And then you mentioned this yesterday, and I went and found a trailer because I saw that it was premiering this weekend. It's called David Blaine, Do Not Attempt. Sunday, it says Sunday at 9:00 on National Geographic Channel. It's a series premiere of this thing. And I thought, oh, geez, this guy, but there's no, I don't see the trailer here. So I'm like, I'm going to go find the trailer. So I find it and I press play on it and I'm watching it. And I'm like, this is actually very interesting. He's going around the world and even references. He's like, these aren't tricks. These are people who are doing things that will, that you watch them do it. Like this one guy takes the side of his hand and a guy swings a bat at him and he holds his hand and goes at it just at that second and splits the bat in half. It's like, and now David Blaine's going to learn how to do that. There's all these people who are, there's a lot of like lighting yourself on fire. There's all kinds of crazy things like this guy who falls, he falls onto a pile of glass. Like there's all, it looks pretty gnarly. That guy's covered in bees. I mean, what the what?
So when I saw the ad for this, it was last weekend. That's why I came in and mentioned it to you. And what I saw on the, I think at the end of the commercial was National Geographic and another channel. But Maddie said it's just on ABC, right?
I'm seeing this on National Geographic. However, that is probably a subsidiary of one of the big things. So it's possible you can find that on various streamers. It says here, Sunday, 9 o'clock on National Geographic.
They don't show what you're seeing right now or what I'm seeing right now on the trailer. They don't show any of that in the commercial.
Right.
So you're not knowing how gnarly this show is going to be. That's intense.
It looks like he deep dives into into what these people do and how they got to that place. And then he makes an attempt on these things. That was the scorpion scene. Did you see that? Gigantic black scorpions just really all over him. It looks pretty gnarly. I got to say, I thought, well, that's worth at least putting the trailer up if people want to check it out. I do like David Blaine. I really love his magic. And I haven't loved some of the stunt stuff he's done. So I thought, nah. But then I'm watching it and going, that might actually be interesting.
There it is.
Disney and Hulu.
That's what I saw.
Okay.
That's exactly what I saw.
Yep. At the end of the trailer, it shows you where you can do it. They're calling it the National Geographic channel, which I think is that.
It's the gold box.
The gold box. Yes. But yeah, so you can stream it on. If you have Disney Plus or Hulu, looks like you can get it there too. People are not trying to hide their programming away. If there's more than one place that they can put it and still get your money, they'll do it. So they're off this weekend on SNL, but next weekend, Mikey Madison, who is the star of Anora, which I think you said you were going to watch this weekend, yeah?
Absolutely.
That's a fun, sexy movie. At first, I got to say, it's interesting enough to keep you until all of a sudden it just takes off and you can't believe what's happening. It's really fun and crazy. Anora is the name of the movie. Mikey Madison, she's the girl who plays the title role, Anora. It looks like Morgan Wallen is going to be the musical guest with her. And let's see. It looks like Jack Black is going to host on April 5th with Elton John and Brandi Carlile as the musical guest. And then the week after that, it's John Hamm and Lizzo. So that'll be fun.
I was going to tell you, if you haven't checked it out, the new live John Mulaney show that's on Netflix.
Oh, the one everybody's live?
Yeah, it's fun.
Everything is live?
Yeah, I started watching it.
You're a fan of his, right?
I love him.
I think he's okay.
I thought you were a fan of his too.
He's fine. I've laughed at some stuff of his.
He has really strong moments for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think he did a presentation at an Oscar or one of those award shows, and everyone started screaming, "That was amazing! He should be the host." And I thought, well, putting together 2 minutes is not putting together three hours. But, you know, you had 2 minutes and you did something good with it.
It's all you can really ask for,
that's
right?
But I don't know if that means everyone wants to hear that. He's kind of got a certain way about it.
He does. He has this delivery where he's going to tell you now, and you're going to hear it, and then you'll probably laugh.
It's like he's here.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
I like him.
Yes.
But I don't know about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my John Mulaney, I guess. I don't know. Alec and Hilarious Baldwin, they are trying to make a joke out of the way she humiliated him on that red carpet interview. So this isn't on TikTok. This is on Instagram, but I see a lot of stuff on TikTok just to sort of explain what they're doing here, where they take the audio from something and they lip sync it, they mouth it, And as they're like acting it out or playing whatever role, if it's a conversation between two people, like two people will act it out. This is their thing. It's a TikTok thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So not their thing. In fact, they do it terribly here. But it is a thing that happens. I see it all the time. They'll be like, it's even that the whole demure, mm-hmm, very, you know, mm-hmm, people would be acting that out and do, as they're doing their own makeup, whatever. So they're trying to act out. Alec Baldwin is playing the role of the bitch who says, when I'm talking, you're not talking. I think you may have by now seen this. It was going around a few days ago. So here's a little clip of it. They're in bed together, by the way. Hilarious. And Alec Baldwin.
When I'm talking, you're not talking. No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to like just cut him out of the show. And that is called, what's the word of the day?
Man-terrupting.
Man-terrupting, which could be a positive. It could be a negative, or it could be a...
correctile dysfunction.
Yes, correct. Alex is functioning. I think that's one of our children trying to get into the room.
And then the kid starts pounding on the door. Because kids, they have seven of them.
The whole point is that we interrupt each other all the time.
Oh, look at her cans right in that shot.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, she's hot.
I got to say, by the way, look at the palatial bedroom, and this is their place in New York.
Okay, so now that we
see like all of murals on the ceiling, and it's draped with creamy champagne colored. Oh, look, they're kissing, and her boobs are out. It's a pretty.
It's gonna be great.
So lots to take in that.
He's a good husband for taking
one little clip
that insult in stride, just like a good husband has to.
Yeah.
And it was his fault.
It was his fault. I mean, how dare he interrupt her with a correctile dysfunction? Anyway, in fact, marriage is one of the little hashtags up there in the whole thing. She's got a very clever.
And I recognize the pounding on the door too. Like, you guys can't give me 5 minutes with this lady.
Yeah. Well, there's seven of those kids running around in his house. So well, someone is going to pound. They can't get 30 seconds.
You only need two.
Kids?
Yeah, the two will make sure that you don't spend any time alone together. Yeah.
I don't know what she's wearing, but it looks like a turtleneck that's had the top of the boob part ripped off. I'm not sure what's happening there. And he's got like a napkin tucked in on his neck. I'm not sure what's going on there, but they sure do look good. They're laying on their backs and looking up at the camera. That's the angle that they say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they say. That, oh my God, I can't remember who told me this. Like maybe it's like one of those old lady memes that goes around where it's like after a certain age, you don't be on top. You got to always be on the bottom looking up because then you look cuter.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So they're both on the bottom in this one. They're both on the bottom looking up.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, your wife's still young and hot. Maybe at some point you'll be like, oh, you got to get down. You got to look up. I can't be looking at that. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think you'd be getting sex ever again if you
said that. Yeah, that is true. You might want to think twice before you say that. You know what? You look so much better on the bottom. Oh,
I've never heard this. I never heard this. Yeah. But
well, now you know. Something to ponder. Something to think about today, Ben. Just take a mirror and look. Hold it up above your face and look up at it and then look at it from underneath. And then you'll know. Because it is sad. Even at our young age, it's very sad to look down into a mirror. I mean, who among us hasn't been sitting on the couch with, you know, all kind of scrunched up and then you're looking at your phone and then suddenly you see your reflection in the phone and you go, oh, Jesus. If anybody walks in here, they're going to see all my thousand chins.
You take a lot of pictures when you have kids, and I've definitely gone through my photos and thought, I would never want them to remember me like this.
Delete.
You can't help it. And I went through the winter and I'm just coming. We're in spring. I'm going to get in shape. Mm-hmm. I've got a plan. I'm working on it.
All right.
But woof. Have I had a couple of those shots where I'm sitting on the couch and the Jabba neck is there. And neck.
Jabba the neck.
Neck.
Yeah.
There it is.
I'm very familiar with it.
Is making
neck.
An appearance. Neck. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's coming up in the news?
What?
Well, it is that time.
All right, again. Fine.
Sorry.
Science!
I love it!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the stuff we talk about on the show, we toss it up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford. Right now, you can lease a 2024 Mach-E Select for just $364 per month with nothing due at signing.
That is a great deal.
That's a Ford Mustang Mach-E.
It's the one you drive. You love that car.
I love it. I really do. I understand for everyone out there thinking about going electric, it's a big change.
Yep.
Will it work for me? And it has. And I commute more than probably any of you.
Right. You're a super commuter.
$364 a month with zero down payment. And Frontier Ford will install a Ford Charge Station Pro at your home for free. That's a real thing. I had it done at my house. I have the charge station now. Get the full details at frontierford.com. That's frontierford.com. You know, the forecast is saying clouds today, but I actually see blue skies outside our window here in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a sliver of a view from Studio 9, but we can see it.
Yeah.
and there's some blue.
I'm thinking it's going to be a great weekend.
Okay.
Woo!
I'll take it.
It's just, you know, my Doppler radar is saying, don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
March Madness continues today, and as of right now, El Campeón del Pueblo is leading the entire building.
No, it's not correct.
No, you just said that to me earlier. You said I was in first place.
You two are tied for the three in this room, but that's it.
Yeah, but then you said that we were better. We did better than everybody on the, like, some Google bracket. Yeah.
No. I had a little different bracket for them. So you're.
What do you mean different bracket? I thought it was all the same bracket.
I put different teams in a different. I have like four brackets I'm playing. So like I try a couple different teams in all the brackets.
So you're telling me on your one thing you've got this bracket. You paid these picks on this.
You
one,
did all different stuffs.
Yeah, like one bracket. Go nuts on the.
I feel like we're beating you.
We did one bracket.
You are beating me though. You're beating me. You are. You two are leading the Alice Morning Show NCAA bracket pool.
How could we possibly have the same amount of points? That's actually quite a coincidence.
I was shocked to find out you didn't know the numbers next to the names.
Yeah, I didn't even see those.
Were their rankings?
No.
And you did really good, 12. You got 12 out of, I think, 16 games yesterday?
Well, I picked the name I recognized, or the name that was more interesting.
There were a couple
those
that
were my
got
ways
me
of
yesterday,
picking.
but I remember thinking, Creighton got me?
Oh, I picked Creighton too.
Oh, they won.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no,
right. I was like, oh, that's a fun name. How'd a Lipscomb do? I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. That was one that was a wild pick for you. No, they haven't played yet. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you that's going to be an
Lipscomb.
What? How do you say it?
I don't know.
I was like, that's how I'm picking them, obviously.
Hot.
Lipscomb. That sounds delicious.
I need to tell you about this real quick. It's big. International news, but it could affect you if you're headed to the airport. London's Heathrow Airport has been brought to a complete standstill by a significant power outage, setting off waves of global travel chaos.
Oh, no.
From one of the world's busiest transit hubs. So this Friday shutdown was caused by a fire in an electrical substation in a nearby town. It caused major air travel disruption. So London's Heathrow, again, complete standstill. Flights canceled, all action stopped, and you know what that does to, it's just
cascade,
a domino.
Yeah.
So that's something that you needed to hear real quick.
Just in case there's...
There's people driving to the airport as we speak.
Uh-huh.
International travel out of Silicon Valley is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, daily.
Yep.
So... Nerd alert!
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Ah, your call's been answered. Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
The stranded space station astronauts came home on Tuesday. It had people wondering, what do they get paid?
Yeah, what do they get paid?
There they are, flying up
into
outer space.
And for that?
And hazard pay, maybe, because it's dangerous.
And they had to stay, like, many, many months longer than they were supposed to.
How much overtime did they, in fact, get?
Yeah, okay, tell me everything. Because they're on 24/7. There they are. They're on the ISS.
The answer is they got $5 a day while stranded on the space station. They are salaried employees making about $150,000 a year.
Okay.
And they don't get overtime. They just get $5 a day for incidentals while traveling.
Oh, in case they need to buy anything at the International Space Station Superstore.
NASA wants to remind you, people.
Oh, with finger wagging and everything.
They do get meals and lodging, and transportation is covered.
Oh, well, that was excellent transportation. I mean, nothing late about that. But the meals, just freeze-dried ice cream. Woo! And I'm sure the accommodations are... That's funny. That is, you would think that if you were stranded on a space station, you'd get some special pay. But I guess Doge took care of that. We can't be paying anybody anything anymore. Don't worry, SpaceX is going to take care of it all.
286 days, and they got $1,430 extra dollars, which they probably took tax out of.
Of course they did.
Oh, my God.
Of course they did. That's that is ridiculous.
You know, I do know that being an astronaut or that's probably a calling, and there's probably sure. You probably feel very much like Sarah does. We've got to get off this planet. Yeah. We got to find a way.
Figure it out. This is where we do a lot of our research up in the space station. How does that affect our bodies? Oh, it's not good.
But right here in the Bay Area, they're always hiring the smartest, most talented people to work in tech. For that amount of money, you should quit and move here. And like, you're an astronaut. You're clearly super duper smart. That is not enough money.
It doesn't feel like
to be
enough
going
money.
Up to space and then finding yourself stuck and then getting the, like calling your agent. They have agents, right? Astronauts. I mean, they must. Calling
sure.
Your agent and finding
right.
out that all you're getting extra is $5 a day for incidentals.
Yeah. Wow.
Double birds from outer space.
It's really very, it's a tough one. That is.
Hey, NASA, aim your telescope up here and tell me if you can see these.
Did you know there's birds in space? Did you know? Look, this one's pointing at Uranus. My favorite planet.
$5 a day.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh!
Their agents suck.
I've told you this. Christina works with a lot of the smartest people on the planet. Like, in tech,
yep.
They're here. They
yes,
hire that
they are.
Talent.
Right.
And they're making considerably more here without risking their lives. I mean, maybe it's dangerous. I don't know.
The people
work.
Who work in,
yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, it's very cutthroat is what I hear. Everyone's always trying to stab you in the back.
You got to walk past those ping pong tables.
Right. Whack-a-do.
Frank is all arms. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, but like you said, it's a calling.
Okay.
You know, these are people who are just fascinated by, they're the stargazers among us. Look to the skies.
A team at Cornell is where, this is your nerd alert. This
nerd
is
alert.
Your nerd news,
nerd
your
alert.
Space news. And elsewhere, and other.
At
a team at Cornell is working on a ring that translates sign language in real time.
A ring?
They say it could revolutionize the way hearing impaired people communicate with the world.
How does it work?
What?
A ring that can decipher sign language?
Yeah.
So.
Here's what it looks like.
Okay, so
it's on a thumb.
Oh.
Wow, how does it know what the other fingers are doing?
I don't know. Maybe it has little cameras on it. Okay, so it's on your thumb. It looks like a band with a sort of a weird uncovered chip on
it. It is a chip, too.
Okay, and then as the person is spelling out with letters, sign language letters with their hand, it is apparently deciphering that. It is difficult to see how it would.
You can see on the inside of the ring, there are two little openings on that thing, which are probably cameras or something like that, recording the other finger movements. Can you see that?
I can see it, yep.
So I'm guessing that's how, I don't know, you know.
I wonder if they can turn it up when they're yelling.
Oh.
Give yourself a drum hit. That's amazing.
Give him a rim shot.
All right.
Hot. Ow.
I'll go back in my room.
Oh, no. It was good. I liked it.
It was funny.
It caught me off guard. I wasn't ready to laugh.
You got a rim shot out of it.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's interesting.
That's super neat.
You know, I was actually thinking that things like that, the Meta Glass, whatever the hell it's called, the Ray-Ban thing that I got. And then you were talking about how there's an update for your AirPods that will be able to be an interpreter for you. If someone's speaking in Spanish, say it's going to translate it and pipe it into your ears. Like, there are so many things that are coming that are going to make it so much easier to communicate with each other. The little camera on the Ray-Bans would be able to read not just the spelling part of American Sign Language, but all the movements too, because so much of it is, I don't know, maybe that little thumb thing can see all around itself, but there's a lot of sort of wild movements that happen too. And Wouldn't it be great if it would tell you what someone was signing to you?
Technology. Amazing.
Nerd alert. What is that all about?
Kids today might not go through a traditional midlife crisis when they're older. They say it's not good news, though. The path of happiness used to be U-shaped, but it's flattening out. We used to be happy as young adults, go through a midlife crisis, and then rebound and feel happy again.
Oh.
But polls show young people are more stressed than ever, so it's starting to feel like one long slog toward retirement.
Oh.
Researchers say the trend started when smartphones arrived.
Surprise. They didn't solve anything. I mean, they did. They're very convenient and you can't live without them. I get it. But it does feel like we're under those.
I don't know what kind of conversations or you have with your kids. I don't know how they feel about what the outlook for their future is. But I do give people credit when they're in a situation just trying to make the best of it. As a young person looking at I won't ever own a home, or it doesn't look like I'm,
Yes.
The fact that they're not bitching and moaning about it all the time doesn't mean they're not feeling it. What are they supposed to do? You know what I mean?
Yes. I know. But also, kids are kids a lot longer than they used to be. Like, by the time I was, I was married by the time I was my son's age. He'll be 26 this year, and that's how old I was when I got married. And I felt like I wasn't super young. Like, I'd been out on my own for a while, and I feel like now I think it's the right thing. I think you should live your 20s and make all your big decisions, et cetera, and try to have it locked down by, say, 30, 35. Like, why not have fun? I mean, I hate hearing that there is no curve anymore. You're just, you're born, you're stressed out, and it continues through your whole life until finally you can't afford to retire and now you're 90 years old and you croak.
I hope that that's all going to sort itself out. Really, I do. I definitely feel like it's not same-same, if that makes sense. Like, my come-up is different than the come-up today, and it's just different. Yep, right. It's not same-same. I get that.
Well, things have changed so much.
Right, that's what I mean.
And opportunities are different. Yes, you got to look in other places for them or something.
And while
there are fewer of them.
I wouldn't necessarily say my dad handled it wrong in this, but my dad was like, there's no life raft for you. You figure it out.
Mm.
I don't have a ton of money to come and save you. And there isn't going to be some big pour down of dough when I go to heaven. Like, right. It's not happening that way. And I felt that. I was like, oh God.
Stand up on your own two feet.
Figure it out, man. That's what he was saying, basically. So I don't think that's necessarily the way to you don't put that on a 16-year-old usually.
I think it was the generation, maybe, because my mom and dad, absolutely, from the time I was 16, it was like, you have a car, go get a job.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You want to go to college?
Get a job. You need to pay for that. You got to get a job. Yeah. I know.
Dad, I want to go to a kegger. Well, you can go to that, but you better figure out how to afford that $3 entry fee because what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
I'm not giving it to you.
Kid, go sell weed in college.
I don't know. And we're just so gentle with everybody now. Like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. No, you should worry about it. Like, it's almost like the squeaky wheel theory. Like, you've got to get out there. You got to be able to advocate for yourself. Like, I'm hearing that kids can't even make a phone call now. I'm like, what the F is happening? What is going on with us?
It's true, and it's crazy.
It really is crazy.
Our text number is 800-400.
Oh, my God. I love that number. It's like my favorite number.
415 says, it costs roughly $8 million per day to maintain the International Space Station. So room and board is considerable.
Yeah.
Still a rip, man. That's not a fair deal.
Just feels like there should be more for them. $5 extra. Like, why even bother? Just don't bother. Like, what are they going to do with the $5?
What are you even talking about?
Incidentals for your family that you left back at home? Like, I don't get it.
How about a trapped in space fee?
Batisfi, trapped in space.
Sarah, did you wear your Ray-Bans when you performed on stage recently? Can you share that video, please?
I didn't.
But you should.
That is pretty fun. That would be really fun.
I mean, if you don't like the video, you don't have to share it. But if you do, you'd be like, here's the stage view of my performance.
Yeah. And I could turn around and, you know, be singing in, you know, Pat's face and looking at the audience with my little flashing light going.
You should have done that.
I didn't think about it. Why did you guys remind me?
I'll remind you on the next game.
I think there will be a next time, too. I don't know. I'm not positive, but maybe.
There will.
Hope so.
510 says, sign language interpreter here. Sign language has so many more elements than just the movements of your hands, including facial expressions and eye movement and more.
Huh.
I think it will be very difficult to get an accurate interpretation. Love the yelling comment, Maddie.
Thank you.
Turn up the volume on the thing.
Yeah, thanks.
And just FYI, use the term deaf, please. The deaf community finds the term hearing impaired very offensive.
Oh.
Thanks, crew. Love the show. Listener for years, Marissa Concord App.
Thanks, Marissa Concord App. Deaf it is.
Good to know.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like nobody wants to be called by anything straightforward anymore.
It's hard to know.
Yeah, it is hard, so it's nice when someone says so. This reminds me of the whole thing where Jeff Probst was asking this guy who has a very severe stutter, but is dealing and is cool and is so lovable. We didn't even talk about that, how freaking cool that guy is.
We didn't talk about
Survivor
at all.
I know.
So is that next?
We can if you want to. It wasn't planned. Usually it just comes up then.
Oh, well, it's going to come up next, everyone.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
All right, that and more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.